I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's another big week for Ukraine. Ukraine's president is set to sign an agreement with the European Union tomorrow as pro-Russian separatists break a ceasefire with the government days after it began. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association says Ukrainian Christians still have a glimmer of hope.
On one hand, while you had eastern Ukraine, all the shooting and violence going on, in the capital of Kiev at the Parliament building, you had politicians and government leaders coming in prayer to God, praying for peace.
Next, Open Doors says Malaysia's Christians lost a bid this week in the War of the Word for God. Malaysia's highest court refused a challenge to the ban that prohibits Christians from using over 30 Arabic words outside of the Muslim context. Nine of those words, including Allah, are found in local language Bibles. Pray that believers in Malaysia will remain steadfast and courageous in their faith. For the backstory on this case, just go to missionnetworknews.org. And Papua New Guinea is one of the most exotic places on earth. There are cultures hidden away that define its unique label. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith explains.
In this particular region, the Sepik River area in the northwest, there's more than 100 languages, again, that have not one verse of scripture.
Which is why they've launched the Sepik River Initiative, a cluster translation project.
This is the largest unified strategy that I'm aware of in the world. To launch these languages simultaneously, there's still quite a few major hurdles to getting to that point just because of the isolation.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan, which begins June 28th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.